Mr. Mayor, I don't see it as a, I mean, I understand that the environmentalists are on this side and the timber companies are on this side. But I look at some of the projects that those same environmentalists are supporting, you know, Haynes and the Japanese soaking tub project up there. And this guy's selling $30,000 Japanese soaking tubs, and they're using limited amount of resources to create this great value-added product. I think what they're saying is maybe it's not the best way to do it with industrial cuts, and, you know, large cuts that are being shipped overseas. And I think people are just trying, we have to reinvent this, and we've been talking about it all the way along. The Forest Service itself is saying we need to transition to different cutting styles. And I would just really like to see the value of those trees added to as much as possible. We don't allow it, we allow, what they have to do is cant these logs to make them legal to be shipped. And I would just, I would be all for it if they were taking and processing these logs at that mill down to a more usable product. I'm not opposed to cutting trees, I live in a wood house. But I am opposed to us shipping away our resources. I mean, I don't like the fact that we ship fish over to China. Just got it. I would rather, much rather see us do more here. And it has to do with American labor being too expensive and nobody wants to pay for it. I mean, really, and when it comes down to it. But it's a battle that I think is, it doesn't have to be environmentalists versus the logging companies. I just view it as Wrangell's resources. Our $3,000 is our resources. And we're spending that over here. We've already spent $5,000. That's $8,000 that we could have used to build up our own resource processing, whatever it's going to be. We don't even know what the future holds here in Wrangell. So that's, I would rather this not turn into a battle against the environmentalists, if I guess what I'm saying.
I think all of us could agree that we'd love to see as much value-added manufacturing locally as possible. The reality is that it would take a heck of a lot more investment than $8,000 to make that happen. And the only reason private investment would do that is if they have a supply of timber. And that's the problem. There's not been a consistent supply of timber. The timber coming off of the Tongass is so small now that even if these companies wanted to invest in value-added stuff, besides, you know, a hot tub maker, or, you know, the guy in Haynes that's making skis, I mean, very small scale stuff, you cannot justify the investment as a business owner. I would like to see that barrier broken down, and I don't mean that we go back to heyday of logging in Southeast, but return to a sustainable amount of renewable resource harvesting in a responsible way, and give those signals to private business that they can then build a plan around, that they can invest in, and actually then create jobs in our communities. And I see the Wrangell Island sales coming up soon, and some of this that's happening in Prince of Wales is gonna, it can and will be applicable. So anyway, I strongly support this because I do want to see a future for the timber industry in Southeast. I think that there's a way to do it responsibly. And I think we actually, if we're serious about the local value-added stuff, we need to try to be thinking outside the box of some policy changes at the Forest Service level that would actually help make that possible. That's my concluding remarks.
Well, you know, the issue of Mike Allen was brought up earlier, and one reason he came to the city was because that timber was not available federally. He couldn't get it. There's no timber sales available to him. And so, you know, basically he came to the city to maintain, to keep his employees working. And of course, he's going to make money on it. That's what he's in business for. But if the city hadn't have been here, had the timber available, he would probably have to be lay off people. And, you know, that's all because basically that timber is available in federal or state right at this time.
Yeah, I disagree. We just did the St. John's Cut. We mowed down a chunk of Zarembo Island, and none of those logs flowed back through this community. That was a state cut. It was from a company in Washington State. The only thing that this community saw was some groceries, some beer, and a couple of guys flew through our airport. And we went and picked up a couple of guys with EMS. That was it. And those logs all didn't even go through. They could have gone to Craig for sorting. They didn't even go to Craig for sorting. They were shipped out right from there. They set up a big receiving and out they went. So to say that there's no logs available for Mike Allen is not true. The problem is that those logs are sold to these large companies and they profit very quickly by just getting them overseas. I would have loved to have seen those logs come through our community. It would have been fantastic.
Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly Member Stecker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
No.
Blake?
No.
Persanka?
No.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
No.
Motion failed to refer.
Item 13G, discussion regarding direction for the hospital board liaison. Assembly Member Persanka was appointed to that position, and for his appointment he had disclosed that he had a potential conflict at the time as a hospital liaison board due to his wife being under contract with the hospital. This board, we had a meeting of the assembly to discuss that. And it was felt that did not have a direct conflict at that time. There is always going to be the possibility there is a conflict somewhere along the line. This item is on the agenda this evening so that the assembly can give clear direction to our hospital board liaison. Yes.
Well, I remember the meeting where we appointed Assembly Member Persanka to this position as liaison, and when he said he questioned whether he would be able to serve in that role because of his wife's job, and we discussed it as assembly, and the reason why we determined that he didn't have a conflict as the liaison is because the liaison just simply brings information back and forth between the two groups. And I think in the past there was tension and conflict between the two groups, and that's why the assembly created this position to help information go back and forth. I think we have a much better situation now than we have in the past, which is a good thing. When we appointed Steve, we also mentioned that a point where he does have to declare a potential conflict is when issues come to this body for action and decision. That's where, you know, that conflict of interest and financial gain has to be put out in the public, and then we decide, you know, on each one of those decisions whether the conflict, you know, is close enough that he cannot vote. So I'm comfortable still with Assembly Member Persanka as liaison. I think it's important to remember that he's there as a representative of the Assembly, that he's there to represent, you know, our views as a body. If we take any actions or make any decisions, you know, he can represent those. But representing his own personal opinions is not what he's there to do. And I would hope that he asks questions and brings information back and forth between the groups. That's what it's about. So, and I think it would probably be helpful for him if we could clarify or discuss some of the issues that we want him to focus on as far as our interests in the hospital. I don't know what other people think, but in my mind, the most important issues going on right now are the finances, most importantly, short-term cash flow. And then the other two are the management system long-term or management structure. Is that going to remain, you know, a locally owned hospital, a subsidiary of a larger group, or something along those lines? And then third, of course, you know, whether to build or not build a new hospital. So in my mind, those are the three big picture issues. But I don't, you know if others have other concerns or thoughts.
I agree with Julie 100% on it. I think we need to keep that position. And I think Assemblymember Pruszynka is a good person to keep in that position. What you need to take real extra care with, I guess, is making sure that the assembly's represented in personal interest don't come into play with it. And that can be done. It's just kind of walking a tightrope, and you have to be real careful with it.
Any further discussion? Yeah.
I think Steve has got a unique insight to the hospital and his experience with it, so I'm all for keeping a liaison and having Steve do the job if he chooses to do the job. But I do think that there's no vote, so basically he's just bringing information back and forth and trying to clarify positions for us. So I really don't see a conflict in this, and I think his role probably should be defined, Julia said, but I think we could do that easy enough.
I'd like to mention, too, that this item was discussed with the borough attorney, who said that there is a possibility of, at some point, that there be a conflict. But it could have the potential at some point to be a conflict. But then we all can have a conflict at some point with something. So, and it was discussed with the attorney, and I can't remember his exact words or whatever, but it was not that there was a known conflict. Do you understand what I'm saying? That him being appointed to that position in itself was not a conflict. But, you know, that sometime an item may come up that there would be a conflict. And which brings up another issue. I don't think we've had a alternate person on that board, which I think was Pam McCloskey, who is no longer here, and I think that would be a good idea to get an alternate on there in case a conflict does come up, that, you know.
Well,
sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, I agree, but it's, so on the SEPA board that I sit on, there's an alternate that travels with me and attends the meetings, and we meet regularly, and we make sure we're on the same page, and for example, I can't make the June meeting and Clay Hammer will be there. The alternate makes sense because we have a voting voice on that board. And so to have an alternate be up to speed and ready to sit in and vote makes sense. I mean, it's fine to have an alternate, but I would have thought it would be due to the voting procedure to have two people giving up a Wednesday night once a month and not one. So that would be my only question about an alternate, is if it's a non-voting position, is that the norm to have alternates for boards?
Well, like I said, we did have it in the past, And that was a decision he didn't make at the time to have an alternate.
I know David.
That's up to discussion, you know, too, whether to continue with that.
Well, see, that's what I was going to bring up. The liaison can't vote on any item on the hospital agenda or anything. He or she is just there to listen and observe and gather information and bring it back to the assembly. And then we may give him or her direction for the next meeting to bring up a topic or whatever, but it's still up to the hospital board to vote.
The actual ordinance says that I can ask questions, that I can participate in the meetings, and that I sit with the board, is what the actual ordinance said. And I'm basing my previous performance was strictly based upon what I observed from previous meetings with previous folks. You know, I sat through quite a few meetings when James Stowe was the representative from the, and he fully participated in asking questions and following up with things. So I know Kim looked at the ordinance, and the ordinance says that, am I correct in, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's what it said. So, and further to that, you know, Wednesday nights are really busy for me. And if I'm just going to go sit and take some notes and come back and tell you, well, just read the minutes. I mean, that would be what I would suggest, because I don't know. I would think clarifications and points of clarifications, and I've had certainly had discussions with individual council members about issues that I would have sort of thought were things that, you know, that I've heard people talk about or that we have talked about. You know, you raised a question with me one day, and I think those are all good questions. So, but as far as just sitting, observing, taking notes, and reporting back and bringing questions, that's awkward, and, you know, I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I'm not sure if I'm interpreting what Daniel said the same way you are, but I think he was saying, yeah, you go there, you know, you ask questions, you participate in the meeting. I didn't see any problems with that.
And neither do I. I think what I have been told by certain people outside of here, or some people in here, that my job is to sit and listen and not ask questions.
Yeah, that's not what I was trying to say.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
Well, you know, what I'd like to suggest is that the borough manager or the borough clerk set up a meeting between myself as mayor, another assembly member, assembly member Pozunka, the borough manager, the hospital board president, and the hospital CEO. And so everybody understands exactly what the role is of the hospital liaison. The hospital liaison understands what the role is, and everybody's working together. If that's at all possible, there's the president of the board and the hospital CEO are here, so they seem to think that's a good idea, I think. So a lot of times these issues come up, if you talk to people, they can be solved.
Couldn't agree more.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And I think, you know, the larger context is that we want to avoid things like what happened in the past, and we want to work together. We have some big issues that we have, you know, we have to, I think, ask a lot of questions about, because they're just big issues that, especially for someone like me who does not have any hospital background, I need information to understand them to make decisions on, and people in the community do too. And so we need that open flow of communication, and I think it's our job to sort of provide that leadership to bring people together to discuss things. So
perfect. Is everybody in agreement with that? You in that?
Yep.
Okay. You two can work it out who's going to do what, okay?
I'll be getting in touch with you.
Is there any further discussion on this item? Okay. Item 14, attorney's file. Item 15, executive session, we don't have any. Item 16 is adjournment.